Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 34, no, 7 till the hour. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Bob Kuska. K-U-S-T-K-A is how you spell his last name. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for all the chaos around here. Bob is the founder and the president of the Fusion Factor, thefusionfactor.com. You can find all of his books there and all of his writings there. And, Bob, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 12 great years. Let's talk about – go ahead, Bob.
Well, we need to now talk about how do you keep your employees, Jim, right?
Yeah, I want to remind people, folks, Bob's idea here is to use the things you know how to do about going after customers. Think about using those same practices, those same skills to go after employees, how to attract them, how to find them. And now we're going to talk about how to keep them. Now that you got them, how do you keep them? Go ahead, Bob.
So let's make that same analogy, Jim. You know, think about your assets, your building, your equipment, whatever tools you need to do your job. You take care of it, right? You do maintenance on your trucks. You know, you make sure your building, you know, is in good shape. Well, what do you do for your employees to make sure that your human asset is protected? And the first thing you need to do is make sure that you know what's going on in their minds. You know, mm-hmm. Management by walking around.
Right.
If you're really small, ask them, hey, how you feeling? What's going on with you today? If you're larger, survey your employees. Do a focus group. Mm-hmm. If you've got people that can talk to your employees and say, you know, hey, how can I make your job better? Employees think so much of that. It goes a long, long way towards retention.
I think back on when I was a kid, just a pup in the marketplace, and I still remember moments where the boss had some regard for me. I'm telling you, decades later, Bob, I remember moments. It's powerful, isn't it?
Jim, I still remember the moment when I was 19 years old and in college, and I started working in a factory, and the president of the division came around to all 1,500 employees and handed out the Christmas bonus.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, this man walked down from the 8th floor and came down on the factory floor to hand me a check.
Yeah.
Powerful.
It's powerful. And those are what we're talking about here, Bob, are intangibles. See, this is the thing that small business owners, I think, underestimate. We don't have a lot of money. We don't have a lot of power. We don't have a lot of clout. But we got a special sauce. We got a truckload of intangibles that are all part of our special sauce. We're closer to our people. We can be closer to them. We can affect them in a closer way. The things you're talking about, we can do every day in a small
business.
Absolutely.
And, Jim, you got to pay attention to your team. You know, if you've got a supervisor or a manager on your team that's not good, there's an old saying, people join a company, but they leave a boss. You know?
Say that again. This is going to be on the test, folks. Say it again, Bob.
People join a company, but they leave a boss.
Of research has shown that, folks. That's what he just said is in the research every year over the last 40 years.
Yep.
The research of exit strategy, of exit survey, exit interviews have said that, what you just said. Not money, not benefits. I wasn't appreciated by my boss.
And there's so many little things you can do. You know, it's, hey, how was your weekend, Jim? You know, you feeling good today? What's going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes a long way.
And their name, say their name. There's nothing sweeter to a person's ear. I don't care how much of a knucklehead you are. There's nothing sweeter to a person's ear, man or woman, than to hear someone say their name.
That's right. And even when you might be feeling a little bit down, you never show that to your employees.
Yep.
You smile and you greet them every day and make them feel good.
And when people are trying to poach them, and they will, if you've got a good person right now, that's the biggest challenge you've got is when you talk about retaining them, is not them leaving you on their own, but somebody poaching them, good people who are otherwise happy. What would make them stay? You got to do some of the things that Bob's been talking about. Bob, give us the website again one more time, please.
TheFusionFactor.com.
Find all of his books there, and whatever Bob has to say, it'll help you. Hey, Bob, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Anytime, Jim. Just give me a call.
Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen, TheFusionFactor.com. Don't forget to check out all of his books there and all the things that he does. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.